弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们怀着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you with a grateful heart.
我们求你给我们一个敞开的书。
We pray that you will grant us an open book.
让我们实在是能够在这字里行间中看见你的心意。
So that we can see your will among the words.
我们求你借着你的血来洁净你的仆人。
And we pray that your blood will cleanse your servant.
若过人的软弱。
Although we have our weaknesses,
亲自对我们的心说话。
You speak to our hearts.
让我们实在是眼睛得开。
So that our eyes may be opened.
让我们的心被你所夺。
And our hearts may be captured by you.
让你能够在千万的人事物当中成为我们的第一。
So that you may become the fairest among thousands.
我们正在祷告祈求奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早晨愿意借着主的恩典继续和弟兄姐妹们交通在旧约圣经中大家都非常熟悉的这位人物。
By God's grace, this morning I'll continue to share with you the character in the Old Testament, the character that everyone is very familiar with.
这是基甸。
We are talking about Gideon.
我们之前已经用了两次的时间交通基甸。
So we have shared about Gideon, previous two times.
愿今天我们这是我比里边的感动最后一次的交通。
And, my burden is to share with you about Gideon.For the last time today.
我们盼望着他的一生的故事能够继续对我们的心说话。
We pray that his entire life history will continue to speak to all of us.
基甸是以色列的士师之一。
Gideon was one of the judges of Israel.
士师记记载着以色列子民进入神的应许之地之后的一段漫长的征战历史。
And the book of Judges records the history, a long history,of Israel's struggle after they were led into the promised land of Canaan.
他们要承受那地为业就必须去征战。
In order to inherit the promised land, they have to engage in warfare.
同样士师记也是记载了一段非常黑暗悲惨的历史。
This book of Judges also is a history of some sadness and also chaotic.
当约书亚带领以色列人过约旦河进入迦南地之后
，When Joseph led the Israelites to cross the Jordan and enter into Canaan，
他们有许多得胜的经历
，They did have a lot of experiences of victory。
在约书亚和那一世代的长老都在的时候
，When Joshua and the then elders were still present。
以色列人遵循神的戒律和典章。
Israelites followed and obeyed God's commandments and statutes.
但是当这一代人过去了之后
，But when these people have passed，
在450年当中
，during a period of 450 years，
以色列人经历了七次的失败，悲惨的恶性循环。
The Israelites went through seven cycles of tragic repetition.
圣经告诉我们说，那个主要的原因是因为仇敌没有被赶出。
And the primary reasons the Bible told us is that they did not chase out all their enemies.
另外一个原因就是当时在以色列人中没有王，没有神。
The other reason is that there was no king among Israel.
个人任意而行。
Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
在每一次这个悲惨的循环当中，
During one of all these tragic cycles,
我们每一次都看见神是信实的。
But we did witness the faithfulness of our Lord.
当他的子民向他呼求的时候，他都伸出他大能的手来拯救。
When his people cried out to him, he would stretch out his hand to save them.
我们也看见人是失信的。
We know that people are not faithful.
我们看见士师记实在是记载着一段荒凉的历史。
So we see that the book of Judges is a record of desolation.
在每一次荒凉当中，神都有反应。
But during each period of desolation, God reacted.
他也在寻找和他使用的器皿。
And he was looking for the vessels that he could use.
今天我们也是处在这样一个荒凉的时代当中。
So today, in the same way that we live in a period of desolation.
我们和士师记实在有许多相似之处。
So our condition are very, similar to what's recorded in the book of Judges.
当时的以色列人进入了神的应许之地迦南。
It records that when the Israelites were led into the promised land of Canaan.
但是他们还有许多未得之地。
But they still have many lands that they did not conquer.
他们要用自己的脚掌去所踏这些地方。
They would, use their own feet to step on these lands.
要用他们的征战才能够得着这些所谓成为他们的产业。
They have to go through warfares in order to gain all these lands to become their inheritance.
今天我们也进入了神的应许之地，主耶稣基督的自己的里边。
We have been led into the promised land, that is, Christ Jesus himself.
我们仍然有许多的未得之地。
We still have many, lands to conquer.
同样也需要用我们的征战，用我们的精力来得到这些产业。
In a similar way that we have to have, we have to experience a spiritual warfare in order to capture these lands.
所以我盼望借着基甸这位平凡软弱人的身上神所做的工作。
So I hope that through, Canaan, through Gideon, such an ordinary and weak vessel that we can learn something.
借着他的反应，他的得胜和失败的经历，我们能够学到一些功课。
Maybe we can learn some lessons through his responses and his experiences.
上两次我们交通到几个重点。
Last two times that we, learned something.
那第一个呢，就是这些仇敌，他们是米甸人、亚玛力人和东方人。
Israel's, enemies, there were Midianites, Amalekites, and also the people of the East.
这些人都是和基甸和以色列人他们是近亲的。
These people are, close relatives of the Israelites.
代表着肉体和肉体的情欲。
They represent a flesh and the lust of the flesh.
我们每个人里边也都有这些敌人。
Of course, we ourselves have such an enemies within us.
并且这些敌人和我们的生命是非常接近的。
And these enemies in our lives are very close relatives of our life.
第二点，我们看见神在寻找一个可用的器皿。
The second point that we learn is that God is seeking some vessel that he could use.
一个向他呼召能有反应的人。
A vessel that responds to his calling.
基甸他自己是一个非常微小平凡的人。
Gideon was an ordinary and weak person.
但是在神的手中可以成为一个大能的勇士。
But if put in God's hand, he could become a mighty warrior.
神在寻找一个向他能够奉献的人。
And God is also seeking someone who will offer themselves to God.
让我们的主权能够转移，让神能够在我们的生命当中能够居首位。
Someone who is willing to transfer their sovereignty to the Lord and also put God first in their lives.
基甸是一个筑坛的人。
And now Gideon was someone who built an altar.
他在那里边向神献祭，把自己献上。
He offered him the offerings, he offered God his offerings and offered himself to God.
也成为他生命的记号和里程碑。
It becomes a milestone and also a sign of his life.
基甸也是一个对付偶像的人。
And Gideon was someone who dealt with the idols.
当偶像出去的时候，圣灵可以进来在我们里边工作。
When the idols were cast out, then the Holy Spirit can come into our life to work.
基甸也是一个寻求神心意的人。
And Gideon was also someone who sought God's will.
这一次我们要再交通两个点。
Today I want to share two other points with you.
第一个就是这个征战的原则。
The first point is about the principles of warfare.
另外一个点呢就是他失败的原因。
And the second point is the reasons for his failures or defeat.
我们先来读一段圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible.
我们要读士师记的第七章，从第二节读到第七节。
We shall read the book of Judges, chapter 7, from verse 2 through verse 7.
我先来用中文读一遍，然后我们请郑弟兄用英文来读一遍。
We shall read first in Chinese and then in English.
耶和华对基甸说， 跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大，说这是我们用自己的手救了我们。现在你要向这些人宣告说，凡惧怕胆怯的可以离开基列山回去。于是有22000人回去，只剩下10000。耶和华对基甸说，人还是过多，你要带他们下到水旁，我好在那里为你试试他们，我指点谁说这人可以与你同去，他就可以与你同去，我指点谁说这人不可与你同去，他就不可同你去。基甸就带他们下到水旁。耶和华对基甸说，凡用舌头舔水像狗舔的，要使他们单站在一处，凡跪下喝水的也要使他们单站在一处。于是用手捧着甜水的有300人，余下的都跪下喝水。耶和华对基甸说，我要用这甜水的300人拯救你们，将米甸人交在你的手中，其余的人都可以各归各处去。经文。
Judges chapter 7 verse 2. The Lord said to Gideon, the people with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel boast over me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now therefore proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return home and hurry away from Mount Gilead. Then 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Take them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. And anyone of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, shall go with you. And anyone of whom I say to you, this one shall not go with you, shall not go. Verse 5. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps the water with his tongue as a dog laps, he shall sap by himself. Likewise, everyone who kneels down to drink. And the number of those who lapped, put in their hands to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people knelt down to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hand, and let all the others go every man to his home.
好，我们下一段的经文要读从7章13节，我们再读到22节。
The next passage we should read is from verse 13 through verse 22.
基甸到了，就听见一个人将梦告诉同伴说，我做了一个梦，梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸的营中，到了帐幕，将帐幕撞倒，帐幕就翻转倾覆了。那同伴说，这不是别的，乃是以色列人约阿斯的儿子基甸的刀，神已将米甸和全军都交在他的手中。基甸听见这梦和梦的解释，就敬拜神，回到以色列的营中，说，起来吧，耶和华已将米甸的军队交在你们的手中。于是基甸将300人分成3队，把脚和空瓶放在个人的手里，瓶内都藏着火把，吩咐他们说，你们要看我行事，我到了营边怎样行，你们也要怎样行。我和我一切跟随我的人吹角的时候，你们也要在营的4围吹角喊叫说，耶和华和基甸的刀。基甸和他跟随他的人100人，在3更之初才换更的时候，到了营旁就吹角，打破手中的瓶，3队的人就都吹角打破瓶子，左手拿着火把，右手拿着角，喊着说，耶和华和基甸的刀。他们在营的4围各站各的地方，全营的人都乱窜，300人呐喊使他们逃跑，300人就吹角，耶和华使全营的人都用刀互相击杀，直到西利拉的哈伯士他，直到靠近他巴的亚伯米赫拉。英文。
Judges chapter 7 verse 13. When Gideon came, behold, a man was telling a dream to his comrade. And he said, behold, I dreamt a dream, and behold, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian, and came to the tent and struck it, so that it fell and turned it upside down, so that the tent lay flat. And his comrade answered, this is no other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, and the men of Israel. God has given into his hand Midian and all the camp. As soon as Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped. And he returned to the camp of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord has given the host of Midian into your hand. And he divided the 300 men into three companies and put trumpets into the hands of all of them and empty jars with torches inside the jars. And he said to them, look at me and do likewise. When I come to the outskirts of the camp, do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me then blow the trumpets also on every side of all the camp and shout for the Lord and for Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch. When they had just set the watch and they blew the trumpets and smashed the jars that were in their hands. Then the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the jars and held in their left hands the torches and in their right hands the trumpets to blow. And they cried out, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. Every man stood in their place, in his place around the camp, and all the army ran. They cried out and fled. When they blew the 300 trumpets, the Lord set every man's sword against his comrade and against all the army. And the army fled as far as Bathsheba toward Zerorad, as far as the border of Abimahalan by Tabath.
这里边我们看见基甸要开始进入征战。
We see that in this passage, we see Gideon was about to enter into a warfare, a battle.
那时候他召集了许多的人。
He gathered many, many people.
圣经记载一共有32,000人。
And the Bible tells us that he gathered 32,000 people.
当我们刚开读到这段经文的时候，圣经告诉我们。
So we read this passage, and the Bible tells us.
神觉得这人太多了。
And God felt that there were too many of the army.
我们这里边看见神征战的一个原则。
We see that there's a principle for warfare.
就是不在于人多人少。
It really does not depend on how many people you have.
实际上我们知道神在神的工作当中，他是愿意每个人都能够与他有份。
We understand that God really wants every one of us to be part of his work.
但是我们知道在这段经文当中有一个背景。
But there's some background in this story.
在第六章一开始记载他们的光景的时候，就说到这个米甸人、东方人，他们多的数不过来。
And in previous chapter, chapter 6, it records that there are so many of the Midianites and the people of East. There are so many of them that couldn't be numbered.
像蝗虫一样多。
And there were as many as the locusts.
所以, 这个以色列人就非常的惧怕。
So the Israelites were very afraid.
我们还记得当神找到基甸的时候，他说的其中的一句话。
We remember what the Lord said to Gideon when he found him.
他说，我与你同在，你要击打这些敌人，像击打一个人一样。
The Lord told Gideon, I'll be with you. So when you try to conquer your enemy, just like you defeat one person.
所以我们看见在这里边这个数字是神要向以色列人所显明的一个原则。
So here we see a number. The Lord wants to show a number to Gideon as a principle.
有神同在就是多数。
And the principle is that with God, we have the majority.
因为得胜的在乎于耶和华。
Because victory belongs to the Lord.
神的确是愿意所有的人都能够与他一同同工的。
God really wants every one of us to be part of his work.
所以我们看见在基甸这个征战之后，当他们这个米甸人逃跑的时候，其实还有许多的以色列人都参加了这个征战。
We see that in this battle, when the army of Midianites fled, many of the Israelites took part in this battle.
我们今天早晨没有时间读那一段经文，但是这里边我们实在是看见神的心意是让 所有的人都能够与他一起同工。
But in this story, we see that God's desire is for every one of us to be part of His work.
但是神要在这里边借着这少数的人，让他们看见神奇妙的作为。
But through a few of men, God wants us to see, to witness His wondrous work.
因为当神找到基甸的时候，基甸的第一个抱怨就是说，神的那些奇妙的作为在我们祖先当中在哪里呢？
When God first found Gideon, Gideon was complaining, saying to the Lord that where are those people? Who are those wondrous works that our ancestors had done?
所以神在这里边要告诉他一个原则。
So God wanted to show Gideon this principle.
有神同在就是多数。
With God, we are in the majority.
他仍然是可以行奇妙作为的神。
He can still perform miracles.
他可以让这个几百的人去击打米甸人，像击打一个人一样。
He could use only a few hundred Israelites to defeat Gideonites.
我们看这里边也看见神是有怜悯的神。
We see here in the story that God is God of mercy.
当他使用人的时候，他实在是一位怜悯的人的。
So when God uses a man, he is a merciful God.
他已经给基甸足够的证据，让他有信心来征战。
He has already demonstrated enough evidence to Gideon that Gideon is able to fight this battle.
但是基甸可能像我们许多人一样，我们都是软弱的。
But Gideon, like many of us, we are all weak.
当他有三万多人的时候，也许还有一点点的信心。
When he had 30,000 people, maybe he had some faith.
但是现在只剩下三百人了。
But now he had only 300.
他心里边是不是也开始惧怕起来？
I wonder whether he started to be afraid.
所以神是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
So God is a God of mercy and grace.
所以说你去米甸人当中营当中，你就会听见一件事情。
He says, go into the camp of the Midianites and you'll hear something.
你自己不敢去，你可以带上你的仆人一起去。
If you are afraid to go alone, you can go with your servants.
所以他就去了，听见这个梦和梦的解释。
So he heard, he went and heard the dream that was dreamt and also the interpretation of the dream.
我们看见神借着环境再一次把他的信心赐给他的仆人。
God once again provided faith to His servants through the circumstances.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神在我们的身上的工作是不是也是一样？
So, dear brothers and sisters, doesn't God work the same way in our own lives?
他是非常有耐心的一位神。
God is a patient God.
他借着环境向我们显明他的信实。
Through circumstances, He showed us His faithfulness.
来建立我们的信心。
To build up our confidence.
因为他深知我们的软弱。
Because he truly knows our weaknesses.
在这段经文当中，我们看见当他们进到这个营中要打仗的时候。
So we see from this passage as they went to the camp of the enemy to begin the battle.
这里边两次记载说他们要喊叫说耶和华和基甸的刀。
Twice they cried out for the Lord and for Gideon.
这是一个何等荣耀的思想。
This is a very glorious thought.
我每次想起这件事情的时候，真是觉得我们要向神献上感谢。
And every time we think about this, we really have to give thanks to God.
我们所信的这位神是创造宇宙万物的神。
The God we believe in is one who created everything, all things and the universe.
他是全能的神。
He is an almighty God.
说有就有，命立就立。
And when he says so and it existed,
然而却是在所有的事情上他要和人让人与他同工。
And yet in everything, God wants to work with us.
这是何等的恩典。
This is what a grace.
所以今天我们每位弟兄姐妹们在我们的人生当中能够遇见神。
So I hope that every one of us in our lifespan that we can encounter God.
神在我们身上都有一个旨意。
God has a will, His will in every one of us.
他要把我们这不配的器皿做成能够与他同工的器皿。
He wants to turn us a worthless vessel into someone who can become a co-worker of his.
这是神奇妙的恩典。
This is his wondrous grace.
我们要为着这个恩典感谢神。
We need to thank the Lord for this grace.
我们看见这是耶和华征战的原则。
This is the principle of God for us to enter into a battle.
这个原则不是在那个环境当中可以用，只是在那个环境当中可以用。
And this principle for the warfare is not limitedly applicable in that particular battle.
今天我们无论所处的环境怎样与那个不同。
Even we may be in a different circumstance today,
但是神征战的原则仍然是不变。
But God's principle of warfare doesn't change.
愿神今天也能够在我们身上做这样的工作。
May the Lord work in a similar way in our life.
神与我们同在就是多数。
And with God, we are in the majority.
我们要为着他向我们所施的恩典，让我们这些卑微渺小的人能够与他同工，常常感谢。
So that we can become his co-worker and with a thankful heart, in us such a weak vessel.
那接下来我们要很快的看一下基甸失败的原因。
Next, we will take a quick look at the reason for Gideon's defeat.
我们还是要读一段经文。
We shall read another passage.
这段经文记载在《士师记》的第八章二十二到二十七节。
It's recorded in the chapter 8 of Judges, starting from verse 22 through 27.
我还是先用中文来读，然后我的弟兄用英文。以色列人对基甸说：“你既救了我们脱离米甸人的手，愿你和你的儿孙管理我们。”基甸说：“我不管理你们，我的儿孙也不管理你们，唯有耶和华管理你们。”基甸又对他们说：“我有一件事求你们，请你们个人将所夺的耳环给我。”原来仇敌是以实玛利人，他们都戴金耳环的。他们说：“我们情愿给你。”就铺开一件外衣，个人将所夺的耳环丢在其上。基甸所要出的金耳环重1700舍合勒金子。此外还有米甸王所戴的月环耳坠和所穿的紫色衣服，并骆驼镜像的金链子。基甸以此造了一个以弗德，设立在本城俄弗拉。后来以色列人拜纳以弗德行了邪印，就做了基甸和他全家的网罗。
Judges chapter 8 verse 22. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, ruled over us, and your son and your grandson also, for you have saved us from the hand of Midian. Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, and my son will not rule over you. The Lord will rule over you. And Gideon said to them, let me make a request of you. Every one of you give me the earrings from his spoil, for they had golden earrings because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, we will willingly give them. And they spread a cloak, and every man threw in it the earrings of his spoil. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1700 shekels of gold, besides the crescent ornaments and the pendants and the purple garments worn by the kings of Midian, and besides the colors that were around the necks of their camels. And Gideon made an ephod of it and put it in his city in Ophrah. And all Israel whored after it there, and it became the snare to Gideon and to his family.
第八章的第三十节说，基甸有七十个亲生的儿子，因为他有许多的妻。
Verse 30 says, Now Gideon had 70 sons, his own offspring, for he had many wives.
这里边我们非常稀奇的一件事情。
Something peculiar recorded here.
基甸他经过这么大的得胜，怎么很快就进入了这么大的失败呢？
After such a great triumph, how come he became a failure so quickly?
我们知道圣经和其他的传记的书都不一样。
We know the Bible is different from all the other biographies.
因为圣经清楚地记载他每一个仆人他们得胜和失败的光景。
Because the Bible records every God's servant's successes and also every success and failure.
这些记载不是为了评论的。
And these recordings, these records are not for us to comment on.
乃是要成为我们里边深深的警戒。
And yet to become warnings to us.
因为我们每个人都可能很快的进入失败。
Because each one of us can become a failure very quickly.
圣经其实也给我们看见了许多的例子。
And Bible gave us so many examples.
我们知道圣经所记载的神大用的一位先知叫以利亚。
We know that this great prophet Elijah who was used by God.
以利亚在加密山上他一个人胜过了850个先知。
On Mount Carmel, Elijah alone overcame the 450 false prophets.
弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉那一段故事。
We are all very familiar with that story.
那是一个何等大的得胜。
It was such a great victory.
但是当耶洗别差人告诉以利亚说明天这个时候我要要你的性命。
But when Jezebel sent a messenger to tell Elijah that tomorrow I'm going to kill you.
以利亚突然间变得好像非常的软弱。
Elijah becomes so weak.
我们读这段圣经的时候至少对我自己来讲是非常难明白的一件事情。
And as we read this story, that it's hard for us to understand.
他在加密山上那个荣耀的得胜850个先知。
And he has such a great victory on top of Mount Carmel facing the enemy of 850 prophets.
现在怎么突然间变得如此的软弱了？
How come he becomes so weak all of a sudden?
神让我们看见一个真实的光景。
God wants us to see our true self.
他甚至软弱到厌弃了自己的生命。
And Elijah became so weak, he despised his own life.
但神用他温柔的手来扶持他。
But God upheld him with his tender hand.
所以我们实在是看见我们的光景从得胜到失败这个距离很近的。
We see that there's such a short distance.Between our successes and failures.
在新约当中我们也看见彼得的例子。
We also see the example of Peter in the New Testament.
在马太福音第16章所记载的。
In Matthew chapter 16,
有一天主耶稣基督带着他的门徒来到了腓立比的境内。
And one time Jesus brought his disciples to the regions of Caesarea Philippi.
他就问他的门徒说人们都说我是谁呢
And he asked his disciples, who do they say that I am?
我们看见那时候呢是众说纷纭的。
And there were many different answers.
有的说是以利亚有的说是施洗约翰。
Some said that Elijah and others said that you are John the Baptist.
主耶稣就问他的门徒他们已经跟随主有一段时间。
You know, these disciples have followed Jesus for quite a while, so Jesus asked them,
你们说我是谁?
But who do you say that I am?
主耶稣基督要看一下他的门徒们是否真正的认识他。
Jesus wanted to know whether his disciples truly knew him.
西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter replied, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
我们知道主耶稣说西门巴约拿你是有福的。
And Jesus said, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona.
因为这不是属血气的指示你的。
But the flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
But my Father who is in heaven.
他说我还要告诉你你是彼得我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And I tell you, you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church.
阴间的权柄不能够胜过它。
And the gates of hell should not prevail against it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
凡你在地上所捆绑的。
And whatever you bind on earth.
在天上也要捆绑。
Should be bound in heaven.
凡你在地上所释放的在天上也要释放。
Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
我那时候看见彼得站在一个何等属灵的得胜的地位上。
And we see that how great a spiritual victory in which Peter stood.
这是在圣经当中神向着人所启示的一个高峰。
And this is an epitome of God's revelation to mankind.
天父亲自要启示彼得他儿子是基督是永生神的儿子。
Our Heavenly Father wanted personally to reveal to Peter that Christ, Jesus was Christ and the Son of God, living God.
并且神把一个极大的权柄赐给彼得。
And God has given a great privilege to Peter.
把天国的钥匙给他。
Give the keys of heaven to him.
在地上所捆绑的，在天上要捆绑。
Whoever he binds on earth shall be bound in heaven.
在地上所释放的，在天上要释放。
Whatever he loses on earth shall be loosened in heaven.
这是何等大的权柄。
What a great promise.
但是很奇特的，很接下来我们就看见彼得进入了一个很大的失败。
But very strangely, soon after, Peter fell miserably.
当主耶稣基督说我要去耶路撒冷受苦的时候
，When Jesus said that I shall go to Jerusalem to suffer,
彼得就拉着他，劝他说
，And Peter grabbed Jesus and said to him.
这里边我们的中文翻译成劝他说是比较文雅的一种翻译。
The Chinese translation is milder.
实际上他原来的意思就彼得就批评主耶稣。
The other text says that Peter began to rebuke Jesus.
说你不可以这样，这个事情万万不能临到你的身上。
It says, far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you.
我们知道那个时候主耶稣基督转过身来责备彼得。
So we see that Jesus turned and said to Peter,
他说撒旦退到我的后边去吧。
He says, get behind me, Satan.
我不知道主耶稣基督在其他的地方有没有用过这样严厉的批评。
I wonder whether Jesus has used such a stern tone to anyone in other places.
就是当他批评那些文士和法利赛人的时候，好像我们也不记得他是这样的严厉的批评。
Even when Jesus criticized the scribes and the Pharisees, that he didn't say such things.
撒旦就是抵挡者，就是仇敌的意思。
Satan meaning the enemy.
彼得突然间变成了撒旦。
All of a sudden, Peter became Satan.
这是一个何等大的一个转变，非常迅速的。
What a great and a swift change.
所以我们需要警醒。
So we need to be watchful.
得胜和失败之间的距离很近。
The distance between victory and failure is very, very short.
我们每个人都可能进入这个失败的经历。
We all will experience failure.
那我们要看一下基甸在这里边他失败的原因是什么。
So we'll see the reasons for Gideon's failure.
第八章三十节记载说呢，基甸有七十个亲生的儿子，因为他有许多的妻子。
And chapter 8, verse 30 says that Gideon has 70 sons because he had many wives.
我们这里边看见基甸已经不再是那个第六章所记载那个谦卑的基甸。
So at this point, Gideon was no longer the humble Gideon recorded in chapter 6.
也许他成了众人眼中那个真正的大能的勇士。
Maybe he did become the mighty warrior in the eyes of the crowd.
也许环境使他开始为自己的肉体着想。
Maybe the circumstances cause him to think more about his own flesh.
他开始来享受这个肉体的感觉。
And he began to enjoy the feelings of the flesh.
也许这是他心中许久的思念。
Maybe it is something that he has harbored in his heart for quite a while.
但是这是他失败的其中的原因之一。
But this is one of the reasons for his failure.
但是更重要的一个原因是记载在他所建造的这个以弗德。
But more importantly, the reason for his failure is that he built this ephod.
他用所得的战利品这些金子做了一个非常美丽的以弗德。
He used the gold of the spoil to build a very beautiful ephod.
并且把这个以弗德设立他自己的城里。
And he built this and put it ephod in his own city of Ophrah.
后来这个以弗德就吸引了许多的以色列人来这里面来敬拜。
So this ephod causes many Israelites to worship.
圣经告诉我们说呢，就行了邪淫，因为敬拜偶像就是邪淫。
And in doing this, they committed adultery.
就成了基甸和他全家的网络。
And this became the snare for Gideon and his whole entire family.
圣经并没有特别清楚记载基甸为什么要做这个以弗德。
The Bible didn't tell us why Gideon built this ephod.
我们想他可能一开始起初的心意并不是想做一个偶像。
Maybe we can guess that his original thought was not to build an idol.
但是因为我们知道前边基甸是除偶像的人。
But because from the previous story, we knew that Gideon was someone who got rid of idols.
他除了他父亲所经营那个巴利的偶像。
And he got rid of the images of Baal.
但是可能在不经意当中他上了仇敌的诡计。
Maybe unknowingly, he fell into the trap of the enemy.
那为什么这个以弗德成了基甸失败的最重要的一个原因呢？
But why does the effort he built becomes the most critical reason for his failure?
我们需要看一下什么是以弗德。
We have to look at what is this effort.
最开始记载的以弗德是在出埃及记。
The effort was first mentioned in the book of Exodus.
当神设立了亚伦为大祭司的时候
，When God, the Lord, set up Aaron as the chief or the high priest,
他吩咐摩西为他的哥哥亚伦做圣衣
，And God instructed Moses to make the holy garments for Aaron,
使他可以分别为圣，尽祭司的职分
，So that he can be sanctified.And to perform the duties of the priest.
在这个圣衣上有许多的部件。
There are many articles on this holy garment.
其中有胸牌和以弗德。
There's a breastpiece and ephod.
这个以弗德要拿金线、蓝色、朱红色和紫色的线捻成的细麻做成的。
And the ephod is made with gold, blue. Purple and scarlet threads.
并且以弗德上边呢有两条肩带。
And there are two belts.
然后之上有两块红玛瑙。
And there are two pieces of red gems.
刻着以色列十二个支派的名字。
And engraved on these gems are the names of the Israelites.12 tribes.
我们知道这每一个物件都是有它属灵的意义的。
We know that every article in the garment has its spiritual meaning.
金线、紫色这些线代表着神的性情和属天的生命。
The thread of gold, the blue, purple, and scarlet threads represent God's nature and also a heavenly life.
以弗德上边的胸牌刻着十二个支派的名字。
And the names of the 12 tribes were engraved on the breastpiece.
然后挂在祭司的肩上。
And the priest will wear this breastpiece.
所以我们看见这是一个服侍的人，他心中要怀着以色列的十二支派。
So this represents that servant of God should always keep in mind. The 12 tribes of Israel.
是为着见证，是为着服侍。
And it is for the testimony and also for service.
但是基甸的以弗德不是为了服侍。
But the ephod, Gideon built was not for service.
也许他的以弗德比亚伦所穿的以弗德更美丽。
Maybe the ephod, Gideon built was more beautiful than the ones made for Aaron.
也许更吸引人的眼目。
Maybe it's more attractive.
但是不是为了服侍。
But it's not for service.
这个以弗德是用战利品做成的。
And this ephod built by Gideon was done with the spoils.
是纪念他的功绩。
It's a commemoration of his success.
这个以弗德没有设立在当时神所设立的敬拜中心示罗。乃是设立在基甸的家乡。
And this effort was not built and put in the center of worship at that time in the city of Shiloh.
那个时候，神的帐幕、神的会幕和约柜是在示罗。
Because at that time, the ark and also the tent, the tabernacle were in the city of Shiloh.
是神心意的所在。
This is after God's heart.
但是基甸把这个以弗德设在他的家乡。
And yet, Gideon put the ephod in his own country, hometown.
他的家乡成了以色列人敬拜的中心。
And his hometown became the center of Israelites' worship.
他把人的目光从神挪到人的身上。
So he turned our sight from God to man.
在旧约的时代，神是非常注重在哪里敬拜，什么人可以敬拜。
In the Old Testament time, God puts a lot of emphasis on where to for men to worship Him and who can serve in the worship service.
所以在旧约圣经里边记载着许多次仇敌想把神敬拜的中心从他的心意当中转到另外一个地方。
And there were many stories about how the enemies wanted to shift the center of worship from where God is desired.
有很多次仇敌想把那些掺杂的人带到这个敬拜当中。
And many times the enemies want to bring the non-Israelites into the worship and service.
为什么神这么重视这个地方和人呢？
Why does God put so much emphasis on the location and who can serve?
因为这代表神的心意，代表他们里边那个生命的纯净。
It has to do with, it represents God's desire, God's will, and also look at the life of these people who serve God.
我们知道圣经记载到了大卫的时代。
We see that when the Bible records the story of David,
神选定了耶路撒冷为他的心意。
And God chose Jerusalem as a location of his desire.
那个时候仇敌也没有停止他的工作。
Even then, the enemy did not stop working against the Israelites.
撒玛利亚人一开始想跟以色列人一起来建圣殿。
And the Samaritans who wanted to build the temple,alongside of the Israelites.
我们都知道撒玛利亚人的历史，他们不是纯正的以色列人。
We know that the Samaritans were not pure breed of Israelites.
所以神不允许他们参与。
So God did not want Samaritans to take part in building the temple.
撒玛利亚人就在他们自己的基列新山上建他们的圣殿。
So the Samaritans built their own temple on top of Mount Gerizim.
这更是犹太人所不能够绝对不能够允许的。
And this is something that the Israelites could not tolerate at all.
所以我们知道那个时候犹太人就发动了战争。
And then the Israelites started the battle against them.
毁坏了基利新山上的撒玛利亚人的圣殿。
And they destroyed the temple built on Mount Gerizim.
所以犹太人和撒玛利亚人就成了世仇。
And they became enemies.
到了主耶稣基督的时代，犹太人和撒玛利亚人仍然没有来往。
During the time of Jesus, the Samaritans and Israelites, they didn't get along.
在主耶稣基督的时代，记载在约翰福音第四章，主耶稣基督和撒玛利亚妇人的一段对话。
And there was a recording of the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4.
那这段对话的内容是非常丰富的。
And there's such a rich content in this story.
我们在福音聚会当中常常听见。
And we often use this passage in gospel meetings.
我们今天只想分享这段关于敬拜地方的。
And we only want to focus on the passage that talks about worship.
这个撒玛利亚妇人那个时候在井边对主耶稣基督说我们的祖宗雅各将这个井留给我们。
第几节？
第四章十二节。
John chapter 4 verse 12.
我们的祖宗雅各。
And our ancestor, Jacob.
到了第二十节的时候他说我们的祖宗在这个山上敬拜。
And in verse 20 it says that our ancestor worshipped on this mountain.
你们到时候这个敬拜的地方呢应该是在耶路撒冷。
But you say that in Jerusalem is the place.Where people ought to worship.
主耶稣基督告诉他说时候将到你们敬拜的地方不在这个山上也不在耶路撒冷。
And Jesus told the woman that time will come that you will not worship neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
这里边主耶稣提到两次时候将到第二次说时候将到如今就是了。
And Jesus mentioned twice the time is coming. And this is the time. Twice.
那他说那个时候我们拜父要用心灵和诚实拜。
He says, then we will worship in spirit and in truth.
我们知道这个撒玛利亚夫人她讲的这句话是有历史背景的。
We know that there's a historical background for the Samaritan woman to say these things to Jesus.
我们刚才提到圣殿建立这段历史。
We mentioned the history of the building of the temple.
我们一般的来讲呢，当犹太人讲到他们的祖先的时候，都说我主亚伯拉罕。
Normally, when Israelites mention their ancestor, they will mention our father Abraham.
但是这里的撒玛利亚人却说我主雅各。
And yet here in this story, the Samaritan woman says, our father Jacob.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为他想要证明他们是真正属于以色列那个十二个支派的血统。
Because he wants to prove that they are also descendants of the 12 tribes.
因为从亚伯拉罕出来的还是有以实玛利后边的各个这些后裔。
Because out of Abraham there were Ishmaelites and other people than the Israelites.
从以撒出来的呢还有以扫的各的后裔。
From Isaac there was also Esau and descendants.
所以这个撒玛利亚人他是了解历史的。
So this Samaritan woman knew her history.
所以他说我主雅各。
That's why she used Jacob's name, saying our father Jacob.
他想要向主证明他们的血统是可以的。
And she wanted to prove to Jesus that she has the right bloodline.
但是我们知道撒玛利亚人是掺杂的。
But we know that the Samaritans were a mixed blood.
但是主在这里边告诉一件非常重要的事情。
But a very important lesson is here.
主说时候将到。
He said the hour is coming.
如今就是。
And this is the time.
当主耶稣基督来到这个地上的时候。
When Jesus came onto this earth.
他把人类分成了两个纪元。
And he divided human history into two periods.
神的工作从外边开始转向里边。
And God's work started to turn from external to internal.
律法不再是写在石板上，乃是写在我们的心板上。
The laws are no longer written on the stone tablet, but instead,
神的工作不再是字句，乃是圣灵活的工作。
And God's work is not limited to words, but it's the living work of the Spirit.
这个战场转移了。
Where the battle is waged has shifted.
曾经是外边的地方和人。
Instead of external location and people,
现在转到我们的里边和我们的生命。
It has turned into our inward, inner life.
但是战争却没有结束。
But the warfare continued.
而且是更加的惨烈。
But it's even more fierce.
仇敌今天仍然用各种各样的诡计来欺骗人。
And Satan used all kinds of schemes, to lie to us.
用各种各样的罪恶、眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲来霸占我们的心。
It uses, evil, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, to occupy our heart.
有些是有罪的，非常明显的。
Some things are very obvious.
如道德不道德的败坏和偶像。
Like the more immorality and also idolatry.
有些并不是明显的有罪，但是确实能够霸占我们的心的。
There may be things that are not obviously sinful, but they occupy our heart.
有些可能是我们得胜的经历。
It could be our experience of victory.
就像基甸的以弗德。是用他战利品所做成的那个美丽的以弗德，却成了他的偶像。
It's like the beautiful ephod that Gideon built using the spoil of the battle.
我们需要何等的警醒。
We need to be really, really watchful.
今天我们弟兄所带我们唱这首诗歌非常的美好。
And it was a wonderful hymn that we sang earlier.
他问我们几个非常重要的问题。
The hymn asks us,Some very important questions.
我们的灵是否与他会过？
Have we met the Spirit?
我们的心是否被他所夺？
And is our heart captured by him?
我们是否认他在千万的人事物当中为第一？
Do we see him as the fairest among the thousands?
我为自己祈求。
We pray for ourselves.
也为我们的弟兄姐妹们祈求。
We pray for our brothers and sisters.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在灵的深处能够真实的遇见他。
In the depth of our spirit that we can meet him.
求他开我们的眼睛。
May God open our eyes.
夺我们的心。
And capture our hearts.
实在是让我们能够看见彼得在大祭司院子里边所看见的目光。
So that we may see what Peter saw in the courtyard of the chief priest, the high priest.
那个目光使彼得的心融化。
That gaze from Jesus melted Peter's heart.
让我们看见斯提凡所瞻仰的容脸。
瞻仰的容。May we see the same glory that Stephen saw.
斯提凡的生命就可以反射出主的荣光。
And the life of Stephen reflects the glory of Jesus.
让我们能够感受那陪着玛利亚同哭的慈心。
May we have the same tender heart of Mary.
知道我们的神是何等的慈爱怜悯。
And knowing that God is such a loving and merciful God.
就不再是本分的催促。
It's not just a duty for, it's not just out of duty of such an urgent.
乃是他荣耀美丽的吞吐。
But it's a glorious and beautiful conquering.
是他慈爱温柔的流露。
And it's the outflow of his kindness and love.
实在是愿主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
用他的大爱将我们吸引。
And attract us, draw us with his great love.
夺我们的心。
To draw our heart.
让我们真正能够摔碎众偶像。
So that we can despise and forsake all idols.
并欢然加冠。
And gladly crown him.
让他在我们的生命当中真正的做主掌权。
And he can become truly the owner of our sovereignty.
我们再一起有些祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
How much we praise and thank you, Lord.
你把基甸的人生放在我们前边。
You have put in front of us the life of Gideon.
让我们看见你是一位何等慈爱温柔怜悯的神。
To help us see how merciful and loving God you are.
你使用软弱的人。
You use those who are weak.
能够成为你手中合用的器皿。
To make them usable vessels in your hand.
今天我们都在你的面前。
Lord, we stand before you today.
我们求你使用每位弟兄姐妹。
We pray that you will use every one of us.
在这个黑暗败坏的时代当中。
In this time of darkness and corruption.
教会能够成为你手中合用的器皿。
The church becomes useful and usable vessel in your hands.
用你的爱来夺我们的心。
And may you conquer our heart.
使我们真正的能够摔碎众偶像。
So that we can forsake all idols.
无论是属于罪的、属于己的，还是那些美丽的基甸的以弗得。
Whether it's sinful, whether it's self, whether it's the beautiful ephod.
主，我们都愿意摆在你的面前。
We offer them all before you.
夺我们的心。
Capture our hearts.
使我们真正的能够让你成为我们生命当中之第一。
So that you truly become the fairest in our life.
我们真的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们非常感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们要先欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
We like to welcome those who come to Sunday worship for the first time.
如果弟兄姐妹朋友们是第一次参加主日聚会的，请你站起来做个简单的自我介绍。
Would you please stand and introduce yourself if you are here for the first time in Sunday worship?
从我们右手边这边先开始。
From my right hand side, if you are first time visiting, yes, tell us your name. 从杭州来是吧？
介绍一下你的名字，陆弟兄。好，我们欢迎你，是陆弟兄，雨晴的父亲。
Brother Lu from 杭州。
这边还有吗？第一次来的。
Anyone else?
好，没有的话，我们换左手边这区。
What about my left hand side? 啊。
你来听清名字，请。
雷
雷，雷呀呀。是蕾蕾姊妹第一次来，欢迎你。这边还有吗？
Anyone else?
好，那我们下边有些报告。
We have some announcements to make.
我们要来的周二的祷告聚会仍然是在线上。
The Tuesday night prayer meeting are still to be held online.
仍然是分组的祷告聚会。
In groups.
所以请弟兄姐妹们能够参加这些祷告聚会。
We encourage brothers and sisters to attend prayer meetings.
在这个末后的时代，我们的祷告是何等的重要。
So important for us to gather and pray in these end days.
为我们自己，为我们的同伴祷告。
Pray for ourselves. Pray for our friends.
为神的心意祷告。
And pray for God's will to be done.
也先求神的国和他的义。
And we should seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
要来这个星期五，我们是一个特别的感恩交通聚会。
The coming Friday, we have a special meeting for giving our thanks.
那我们周五平常的读经呢就暂停一次。
So the Bible study meetings will be cancelled.
那这个聚会中文组的是在线上。
For Chinese speaking brothers and sisters, this Thanksgiving meeting will be held online.
英文组的是采用混合型的模式。
And for the English speaking brothers and sisters, it will be a hybrid.
你可以来到会所，也可以参加线上的聚会。
You can come to church and also you can participate in online.
时间是和我们周五的读经的时间是一样的。
Same time as our Bible study.
晚上七点半开始。
The meeting will begin at 7:30.
聚会的链接这一周我们各组的祷告组长会发给弟兄姐妹们。
The link for online meeting will be distributed this week.
所以如果你没有收到这个聚会的链接，可以向你的祷告组长去要。
If you don't have the information, please ask the leader of your group.
那下一个主日我们仍然有薄饼聚会。
We still have the communion service next Sunday.
是早晨十点钟开始。
Begins at 10 a.m.
我们的聚会仍然是在使用混合型的。
And the meeting is still held in a hybrid mode.
我们的聚会之前呢都有半个小时的为着聚会的祷告。
And there will be a half an hour prayer meeting ahead of the breaking of the bread meeting.
我们也欢迎弟兄姐妹们能够进入这个祷告。
So we encourage people, brothers and sisters to, come to attend the prayer time.
来到会所的我们可以在餐厅里边祷告。
And the prayer, is held in the dining hall.
下个主日的信息仍然是早晨10点50开始。
The message meeting will begin at 10:50.
是下一次是由林环弟兄传信息，世伯弟兄翻译。
Brother Wan will share the message and 世伯 will interpret for him.
我们这个周五和主日的儿童的聚会都是实体的。
And all the children's meetings on Friday and Sunday are held in person.
那主日来聚会之前，还是请弟兄姐妹们在家里边做一下自我检查。
And please examine yourself before you come.
如果有不舒服的地方呢，请留在家里边参加线上的聚会。
If you feel unwell, please stay home and attend the meeting online.
我们这边有个报告，我们亲爱的高群姊妹于上个星期四早晨安息主怀。
The beloved sister Gao Qun went to be with the Lord early morning on Thursday.
我们为着主，为着姊妹一生在主里边爱主、服侍主而感谢他，感谢神。
We thank God for our sister's love.For God throughout his life.
我们请弟兄姐妹们纪念姊妹的弟兄杨健和他的儿子。
So please do remember in your prayer, our sister's husband Yang Jian and their son Yang Fan.
还有他们所有的亲友。
And their relatives.
愿主亲自能够安慰他们。
May the Lord comfort them.
我们还是要提醒一下，我们要常常把我们的目光定睛在神的身上。
Let's be reminded again. Now, let's focus our eyes on the Lord.
使他是主耶稣基督真正的能够在我们的人心当中掌权。
So that the Lord can become our true master in our life.
让他的生命来充满我们。
May His life fill our life.
好，我们今天的报告和聚会就停在这里。弟兄姐妹们可以从不同的门出去。
So this morning's meeting ends here, so we can depart.